Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park foodie, enthusiast, travel expert, in drinking wine from the 25 Days of Christmas Costco wine gift pack.
How is it?
The Portugal one that I had the other night was not good. This one I have just started, so I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, I will tell you that it's really disappointing because I've been to Portugal and I love the wines, and that is not good. That's not good.
Yeah, it was not for me.
Yeah. I'm Al John Go, and I like beverages too. I like cold beverages. I think that is a soul coughing song, but anyway, I like cold beverages, and I also love Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, and the Disney theme parks. Yeah, and also still have a frog in my throat.
Did you really just mention soul coughing?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
I like cold
Date
beverages.
Yourself.
Oh, I am. It's like, I'm a 90s guy. What can I say? All right, Kat. Sorry.
I'm Kat. Experiential producer, film historian. Just making it through the week. Just making it through. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Today, we have some quick news, and we're going to talk to you a little bit about Wellness Month.
Wellness, it's important.
In yes. Springs, presented by Advent Health.
Of course.
Nice.
Yeah, not presented by Corksicle.
Boo. Oh,
I know that.
Wine, good for your heart.
Yes. Okay. So shall we start with the first headline?
Yeah,
let's dive right in.
All right, let's do it.
We talked a little bit about this a couple of shows past, but D23 tickets. D23, the ultimate fan event in Anaheim, California, 2024. Sale date for tickets has been announced. It will go on sale March 26th, 2024. Ticket sales for the August 9th through 11th weekend event. I'm really excited for this. I would love to hear what pricing is going to look like. Usually we see a 1 day for each day and then a 3 day for the full weekend. I'm very excited.
Why is this event, Kat, no longer considered an expo?
Oh, yes. It doesn't say
it's expo. Just a fan event like no other. I honestly have no idea.
Yeah, I guess they just got rid of the expo part.
I think. You know what? I couldn't tell you. They said on Twitter, X, formerly Twitter, that it's no longer an expo, but a Disney fan event like no other. I do think that they want more people to go to the presentations, not just onto the floor of the convention center.
Yeah.
So I understand that. I don't know.
The thing is that so many people want to see the big shows, and they even have like sometimes other areas where you can watch what's going on.
Overflow area.
Yeah. Like an overflow viewing area. I think if they I mean, as much as people want to see that, they have a whole bunch of other events taking place in smaller venues throughout, you know, the convention center, that it almost seems like it would be better to like get rid of that overflow and get those people into some of those other panels.
Kat, you know, I mean,
I don't know. That's just me.
You know how far away the Honda Center is to the Anaheim Convention Center. It's a little bit of a haul, is it not?
Isn't it like
I would not walk it. I would not walk it.
No.
It's probably like a 15-minute drive.
I mean, it's, you know, it's a little bit of a haul.
Why was I thinking
it was
closer?
Yeah, so
you have to like cross the 5. You have to like cross the freeway.
You have to cross the freeway. Yeah. It's down the way. But it says these events include a day at Angel Stadium,
which is the weekend before.
Yeah, which is, yeah. So I mean, that's gonna be cool. I mean, if you love baseball, that'll be great to see the Angels versus the Mets. You know. That's cool. And Ashley and David Eckstein will probably be out there, you know, doing stuff because he's a, you know, baseball legend. So, and Ashley, of course, is Disney royalty. So that'd be great. But yeah, okay. So you got rid of the term expo. I think it sounds more like, to me, like a branding exercise more than anything else. You know? D23 fan event. I don't know. Whatever. It's cool. It's D23.
Yeah.
People want to call it the D23. Whatever. So.
Well, now we can't say, are you going to the expo?
Are you going to
D23?
That's what I always say. Are you going to D23? Done.
Yeah. And, you know, I think maybe expo is a dated term. Perhaps. Maybe they view it as a dated term. I don't know. You'll always be the D23 Expo to me.
Truth. MGM Studios and the D23 Expo.
Exactly. Exactly.
Along with this exciting information, they've also announced a brand new event that never before has happened called D23 Brazil, which will be happening in Sao Paulo in November 2024. We don't have any other information yet, but it will be the first Disney fan event held in Latin America.
That's cool because the Brazilian, is it the Brazilian Comic-Con Brazil or whatever, the Brazilian Comic-Con? That's a huge con.
It's big.
And I wonder if they're trying to piggyback on the success of that event.
Well, not to turn this into what I'll turn into every conversation I have recently, but Taylor Swift has had some very big success in Latin America over the last few months. And I think that people are starting to see that area, which has always been a large audience and commerce location, as a viable second or third, you know, market for them. So it's smart. We had a D23 in Japan. They have, you know, Star Wars Celebration has been moving around the globe for the past decade or so. Every other year they move. And I think moving at least one of these events to Latin America is very smart. That market gets, you know, forgotten about a lot, but it's enormous. So
it's all about serving the underserved.
Agree.
And if you're going to grow your business, what better place to do it than with international expansion? You know, a lot of businesses do it, and I think they're missing out on the bigger picture and the dollars that can be had, the economies that can be lent a boost by having such a great event, whether it's a sporting event, a concert event like Taylor Swift, or even the D23 Expo. That'd be kind of cool too.
I had a job interview before the end of the year. I'm not going to say who it was with, but they are a major player in the themed entertainment realm, not Disney.
Yeah.
And the job was involved in expanding markets to Latin America for and South America for a major brand. So Disney is not the only company looking into doing this, looking to expand south from us, south. And I think it's very smart. It's smart market, and it's I think they're going to get a huge, huge demand once they do it, once they start.
Agreed. I mean, there's a lot of huge markets. Yes, Latin America is a huge market. Of course, Europe, Japan, India is huge. And I know that places, even like with, Qatar, you know, in the Middle East, UAE, those countries also have really large Comic-Cons, large. I have a friend of ours, Jeremy, who does international booking. He represents a lot of voiceover actors and actors in genre for you know, sci-fi, etc. He does Comic-Cons across the globe and does and sets them up and does a lot of stuff with management with these artists. So yeah, he's very busy doing international. So it just makes sense. So good on Disney for, you know, serving the underserved fans that are out there that are just clamoring for an expo. So, or I'm sorry, the ultimate fan event. Okay, cool. That's good news. Anything else about the D23 Ultimate Fan Event?
We'll just call it the UFE.
There you go. Perfect.
D23 UFE.
It rhymes. I love it. No further information yet, but as soon as we have an update on prices and ticket styles, or I guess levels, we'll make sure to report on those as well. I am very interested to see what those Sorcerer Passes are going to cost this year.
They just keep on getting up and up and up.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Thanks, Kat.
Oh, if you are looking to go and you think that you are guaranteed to get a ticket, hotel reservations for neighboring hotels and Disney Parks hotels over there over at Disneyland are available now at D23Expo.com. Not Expo. It's not Expo. What is it? D23Events.com, D23.com/events, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Or go ahead and book your trip to Disneyland with Kristen and she'll take care of you on that.
There you go.
Have it coincide together and stay at the brand new Disney Pixar hotel, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. All right. Well, as we move from the Ultimate Fan Event to the galaxy far, far away, new private Star Wars photo shoot coming to Walt Disney World. Now, some of you, like us, have booked their photo pass experience.
It's called Capture Your Moment.
Capture Your Moment. To document your trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, now you can do it there at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge with a 20-minute photo session. So that's really cool. This is something that's in addition to the Disney Photo Pass service, so you have to pay a little bit more for it. But it's cool. We've done it with our fam, and our kids are running around crazy, wasting some time because they're unchained, y'all.
No kidding.
But we found that the pictures that we've had, and Kat, you've seen them.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, they're fun because we're able to go to Rapunzel's Tower and get our picture taken, as well as, you know, the front of the castle or the side of the castle and some other really cool places. So it's for family pictures, it's great.
Okay, so I have to let people know, because you would think, because the photo session is $99, unlike when they did the photo sessions at the resorts where it included the photos.
Back in the day.
It does not. This is just the cost of the session. You either need to have the memory maker or the one-day memory maker, or if you're an annual pass holder that has, you know, photo pass download as part of your benefits, that's how you're going to be able to get those. So if you don't have one of those things, you're going to need to either purchase a memory maker or the memory maker one day.
Or you can take your photos and purchase your photos at the photo center, right? That's another option.
You
right?
You can purchase, but you're only gonna get that one photo. And they're, it's not cheap to get photos.
Now, so, you might as well.
Oh yeah. And then you get all your photos. And when you're doing something like this, you're going to want all those photos.
Yeah. Yeah. We really did the best family photos, and we've done it. We've done it a few times.
Twice
already.
Did Epcot.
At Epcot and
Magic Kingdom.
So yeah, maybe the next time we'll do Animal Kingdom and Epcot, which will be fine.
So the sessions for Galaxy's Edge, you can start booking those on January 17th, and then it's during regular park hours starting January 24th. And you can make reservations for this 60 days in advance. And if this is something you're going to want to do, I think this one's going to be very popular. Magic Kingdom is hugely popular. So I highly recommend, if you're either doing Magic Kingdom or you're going to want to do this one, definitely book that as soon as you can.
I would love for all of us at some point when we get together to book a session so we can actually have photos of all of us hosting somewhere like Hollywood Studios or somewhere. It would be really cool to have a photo shoot there. And they take some pretty cool candid photos too, so I'm sure we could get individuals kind of thrown in there. That'd be kind of nice. But I love it. I mean, the fact that you can Disney bound, and Kristen and I have some really cool, you know, Star Wars bounding style costumes, you know, that we could take into Galaxy's Edge and just kind of blend in with the locals of Batuu and have our picture taken at, the droid area, or over there by the Poe's X-Wing, or over there by Kylo Ren's ship. You know, there's a bunch of different places where you could have your picture taken, or in front of the Millennium Falcon, for heaven's sake, which is awesome.
Well, and if you have kids, they can wear the costume in the park.
Yeah.
So like Boo, she has the Rey costume.
Yep.
Of course.
Yep.
And Jack has a Jedi robe.
Yep. And they finally got their young Jedi Jedi lightsabers, which is great, because they're all like, why doesn't mine make a sound, Daddy? It's like, because you're not old enough to have a $300 lightsaber, kitty. maybe when you're older. But yeah, those are fun.
I already know when they're old enough to build their own, you are, and if they want to do it, you're totally going to be, oh, we have to do this.
Yes, we do. They love it. They already love it. They're sitting there watching the Young Jedi Adventures and, you know, learning more about Life Day and all kinds of stuff. So the kids are into Star Wars now. I love it. It's a great, you know, and they're into, they saw the Clone Wars arc with the younglings. So they got to see some of that stuff. So they're liking it. In fact, Boo was like, Daddy, can we see the Star Wars with the girl with the dark hair? I'm like, oh yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. You can see that.
I love it.
And of course,
my little nephew is too young for any of that stuff yet, but my mom has him watching the Little Jedi Academy with Nubs.
That's it. That's the one. Yeah. Jedi Adventures. Yeah. Nubs is hilarious. It's just so good. Nubs.
They're going to do they have been doing at special events appearances with Nubs. He was at Star Wars Celebration. And he was at something else in Japan.
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Nubs is great. It's just a little teddy bear. But, you know, it's a blue teddy bear. Why? It's great. Why not?
What's not to like?
Yeah, what's not to like? It's like a Star Wars version of Duffy. Right? Well, anyway, we highly recommend the Star Wars memory.
It's maker. A Duffy variant.
Duffy variant. There you go. Multiversal.
There
Duffy.
We go. We put three different brands all together.
Yeah. Well, Nubs is great because Nubs has a lightsaber, so. But it's not an Ewok.
No, not an Ewok.
Not an Ewok. Hashtag not an Ewok. So anyway, in there too, they say that photo sessions do not provide access to attractions, Oga's Cantina, or Savvy's Workshop. So please keep that in mind. All right. And of course, wedding attire and clothing that drags on the ground are not permitted, of course. They also, you know, attire and guest supplied props will need to abide by park policies. So if you're trying to wear a full mask, like a Darth Vader, you know, mask, you can't do it, right? But you can have your face painted if you want to a certain degree. But you can't have like these authentic, you know, cosplay costumes. You know, it's got to be a Disney bounding costume. So inspired by the look of Star Wars, but not exactly. Can't be film accurate. So no stormtrooper armor for you.
See, what you need to do is have somebody book Oga's Cantina at the same time as your photo session. And that way you can get photos in Oga's Cantina, right?
You can't have access to Oga's Cantina, according
to this. It says photo session does not provide access. But if you book Oga's Cantina at the same time.
Oh.
Is what I'm saying. Then wouldn't you be able to go in and get pictures? Because you have a reservation for Oga's.
Well, that'd be great. Because then you could sit around the sabacc table and have at it.
See, listen.
If you're able to. Otherwise, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to have their picture taken with DJ Rex?
Truth. And that's why Kristen should plan your Disney vacation. Please email her at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Oh, is it time already?
I think so.
I guess so. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's break. Give me the music, people. Oh gosh, it's like the worst music ever. Let's do that.
There we go.
Jeez, it's like the beginning of Soarin', where it like takes 5 minutes for it to take off.
Yeah, no. So Disney Plus subscribers, you can enjoy the Disney Dining Plan for free when you purchase a non-discounted 4-night, 4-day Disney World travel package that includes your room as well as theme park tickets with the park hopper option added. And this is going to be for arrivals most nights, July 1st through September 30th. You do have to prove that you are a Disney Plus subscriber. So if you're not, but you want to book this, now is the time to subscribe, even if you only do it for a few months. Depending on what resort you're staying at, depends on which plan you get for free. If you're a deluxe resort or deluxe villa, you get the pretty much basic, standard, whatever you want to call it, Disney dining plan. And if you're at a moderate or value, you get the quick service dining plan as your package.
There you go.
Your free dining. Who doesn't want free dining?
Man, and what a savings. I mean, you can save hundreds of dollars using the Disney dining plan.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite.
Oh, so, yeah. This gets...
And by the way...
I mean, free food.
Well, and by the way, we're going to be breaking down the Disney dining plan next week.
Yes, we are. That is what we are going to be talking about. We're going to give you the whole layout of how it works, because it has changed from, you know, pre-closure in 2020. There's been some changes to the Disney dining plan. We also want to remind you of some really cool tips and tricks when using the Disney dining plan.
Oh, I like that. Tips.
Good
and tricks.
Uses. I mean, oh yeah.
Like,
I will say I am very sad to see that the deluxe dining plan did not come back, because that was my favorite plan.
It's because it included the alcohol.
No, they all include alcohol. It's because you could do three table service in a day.
That's true. That's true. Well, anyway,
I don't know how anybody could eat that much, but
no, but you could use the 2 dining credits, right? To do signature. So
we did breakfast.
Anyway,
yeah, we will talk all about that. Well, next week's show.
There are some amazing deals going on right now. In fact, if you wanted to go ahead and book your inaugural cruise on the Disney Treasure, you can do that as well.
Ooh, Royal Caribbean Icon.
Icon of the Seas.
Just set sail.
There you go.
Yeah, did its inaugural launch. Yeah, so
the crazy biggest cruise ship on the face of the planet. And they just keep on getting bigger. So,
and they've got the Star coming out.
Yes.
They've got, I just drew a blank. Norwegian has a new ship that they did, and it is completely different than any of the other ships. It's beautiful, very clean, crisp look to it. But
you don't get seasick, do you, Kat?
so bad. The worst.
Really?
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. I'm seasick right now.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. So much for going
Universal.
On a cruise with Kat. Dang it. That sucks. We love vacation.
Let's go to Copenhagen.
Okay.
Oh, river cruises are amazing.
We did the Rhine River cruise.
I've done 5 of them, and you've done 1.
Well, the thing is that the doing the river cruises are probably a little bit less crazy for your senses.
Not as much stuff, and definitely not the same weather. But
no, yeah, they move really slow.
I would
really
be slow. Able to be upright, so.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so River Cruise it is. Adventures by Disney. We're going to do it one day.
Perfect.
There's you've got Viking. There's plenty of other.
Oh, yeah. There's Viking.
And, there's so many.
Yeah, there's so many. Hey, take advantage of a lot of travel deals that that Kristen can definitely guide you through and prevent all the aggravation and stress Kristen knows how to navigate through and book you the dream vacation of a lifetime.
I just realized I have been wearing for the last 2 shows, I'm wearing a Hogwarts shirt.
Oh, there you go.
So Universal, there we go.
You can also book Universal.
Perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
And if you need someone to recommend an anti-nausea medication, you can reach out to us for that too. I got lots of recs.
Yeah, I'm sure both of you do. Anyway, please email Kristen. Kristen, where can people take advantage of getting that quote from you and having them book their vacation through you?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Yes. Wowzers.
Okay. On to the main topic, and that is Disney Springs Wellness Month presented by Advent Health. So this is all about self-care, fitness, wellness, fresh cuisine, rejuvenation, like make yourself look and feel your best, which I mean, a lot of people who either make resolutions or they set goals for the year. Cause I don't do the whole resolution thing.
No,
because to me, it just sets you up for failure. So I set goals. That way, if I stop doing it for a while, I don't feel like, oh, I just broke something. Then I can go back to it, you know?
Well, there you go. As they say, self-care is the best care. And
it's nice to treat yourself
right. It's important to recharge your batteries. As they say, put on your life mask, put on your air mask first before helping others, whatever. I totally messed up that.
You did, but that's okay.
That's okay. You know what I'm saying.
Everybody knows what you mean.
Yeah.
Unless they haven't been on a plane.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. So this, we're going to start off talking about some shops.
Okay.
So getting a little something to make your mind, your body, your spirit feel better. Okay. Basin. I mean, that's kind of like a go-to pamper place. You've got really good like bath bombs and things like that, but they also have
there you go.
Chapstick. Good chapstick at Basin.
I have not tried their chapstick.
It's lovely.
I've done their soaps and the bath bombs and the salt, but I have not done. I have not tried the chapstick.
I highly recommend their chapstick. They used to make a really great one that was Earl Grey tea flavored.
Oh, man.
You could only get it at the Grand Floridian, but they stopped selling it. So now I do mint, and it's wonderful.
I would
be all about an Earl Grey.
Yeah.
I'm hoarding my last few of those because they don't make them anymore.
I don't blame you. I would too.
Well, Basin's a great place to treat yourself well.
Yes.
With a sleep bath bomb. So that's pretty cool. I don't take baths, but I do like the scents. So aromatherapy. Good stuff.
Yes, and now places are making those shower balms or what I can't remember. They're called Shower steamers. That's what they're called.
Shower steamers.
Yeah. Yes. So you get like the benefits of all the essential oils and stuff.
Aromas.
Yes.
Aromas. I like.
Without having to sit in the soup.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Edward Byner, purveyor of fine eyewear. So it's for a lot of people, it's the time of year that they go, okay, I've got to get my new glasses or my, you know, contacts. They have a deal going on right now too, where you can receive free prescription lenses with the purchase of your frame. Exclusions do apply, of course, but
like trifocals,
if you're looking for
like me,
if you're looking for some glasses, now is the time to get some fine eyewear.
Very nice.
Yes. Joe Malone, London. I have not been to this place.
I haven't either.
Kat, have you been here? Nice.
Yes, I have. My mother really loves this brand. I was off them for a minute because they treated John Boyega with some very disrespectful things, but they made up for it. But their things smell very good. It's very much like a luxury scent. They do candles and perfumes and things like that. And it's very like clean and not too much on the fruity side, more like the teak woods, mahoganies, bergamot, like that kind of stuff. Gotcha. It's a British brand.
Okay. There you go.
So things that you would find, things that you would find in tea.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's true. Bergamot.
They're British.
They are British. Get a 3-piece set of candles when you purchase $200 or more. Exclusions apply. So that sounds good. All right. And this other brand, I know that
L'Occitane.
You're very familiar with this.
Uh-huh. They are a French brand.
Yeah, go ahead and say the name.
L'Occitane en Provence. You can pamper yourself with a facial and receive a complimentary pro micro skin analysis. Now, I will say, when you get those skin analysis things, those are pretty cool.
Oh, okay. So what does it do exactly?
I haven't done theirs, but a lot of places do some kind of like skin analysis, trying to find out like what kind of products would work best for your skin type and things like that.
Dry or oily skin or
combination skin. Do you have acne? Do you have, higher end places that sell more of like, you know, $200, $300, $400 products also go into like, are you trying to get rid of scars? Are you trying to get rid of fine lines? You know, those kinds of things. So there's, you know, more expensive products to do all those.
There you go.
Fancy things.
Moisturize.
They do that like on the Royal Caribbean cruise line. They have that because they carry Elemis.
Right, right.
Skincare products.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Or you can go to Sephora.
There you go.
Which is one of my favorite places to get lost and sample new makeup. You can enjoy a surprise gift with any skincare service.
And by the way, for men, you can go to Sephora too because they have a men's section. So treat yourself right. Set yourself up with a nice scent.
Even men need good skincare.
Sure. Yes.
Truth.
Yes.
It is. I mean, it's not like it's any different. The only difference is men don't have to worry about, you know, makeup clogging their pores. That's the only difference. Well,
unless,
most
of course,
men. There are some men that wear makeup.
Unless, of course, you wear makeup.
Yes. I mean, and, we have, yeah.
You know, you just have to treat yourself right. Exfoliate, moisturize, pamper yourself.
Get the aftershave stuff.
Sure.
If you have sensitive skin. Yep. All
well, and you know, truth be told, you know, when I was in a band and we did a lot of photo shoots, I definitely got my share of makeup done, you know, to do
I even did your makeup a few times for shows.
You did my makeup a few times for shows, yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's where I fell in love with MAC makeup, so, for dudes. But of course, I was in a rock band, so go figure. Anyway, a little TMI there. Here's to your health.
This is what we want to talk about.
Food.
Ways to satisfy your hunger and fuel your body. So these are some menu highlights at different eateries, all about things that are good for you. City Works Eatery and Poorhouse has delicious mocktails designed to make your taste buds sing. They have a Mellow Mule, a Peaceful Paloma, a Strawberry Smooth.
Soothe.
Oh. Well, I almost said smoothie. So, I mean, like, I mean, those yeah, sure. letters are there.
And more.
And more, yes. Okay. Al John, you want to talk about Chef Art Smith?
Okay. Over at Chef Art Smith's Homecoming, they've got a delight in the char-grilled chicken, which is sliced, which has got sliced avocado, seasonal vegetables, broccoli, bacon, and salad. And anything Chef Art Smith does is just tasty. Over at Frontera Casina, they have Order the Half and Half, which is half guacamole, half toasted pumpkin seed hummus, served in yarmulke cucumber. Did I say that right?
No, jicama.
Oh, jicama, jicama. Jicama cucumber, tortilla chips, chipotle salsa, and tomatillo salsa contain seeds, y'all. If the toasted pumpkin seeds didn't give that away.
All right.
All right, Kat.
Just what Kat talked about. Really?
Yes.
You
for me. Sorry.
For me sorry. Only. Everglaze donuts and cold brew. We'll have a vegan donut. Like the Everglaze purple glazed ube donut. If I could eat a donut, it would probably be that one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Same here. I love
Paddlefish has a strawberry basil lemonade mocktail with fresh strawberries, basil lemonade, and Sprite. Splitsville Dining Room has the ahi tuna salad with sushi grade tuna and avocado over mixed greens, tossed in Asian pear dressing with yellow peppers, heirloom grape tomatoes, carrots, cucumbers, and tataki sauce on the side.
That sounds really good.
I would eat that.
I totally want to eat that. I'm hungry, and that sounds really good.
Yeah. Well, you're hungry. Tell us about what's to drink at Terralina.
You can enjoy a revitalizing strawberry basil refresher.
That sounds good.
Or at Yisaki Kiosk, you can try the Tofu Power Bowl. It's organic tofu, avocado, spinach, carrot, cabbage, cucumber, tempura crunch, and wasabi ponzu.
That sounds good.
Ponzu, sorry.
That sounds good.
You know, the only thing I have to say is, yes, these mocktails sound delicious when they don't have the alcohol for those added few calories. But if you're trying to be healthy and you're watching, like, you're counting calories, the first thing you're going to need to cut out are going to be those delicious drinks. Because they still have a lot of calories in them.
It's the sugar.
Exactly.
You know, unless you're drinking like gin and tonics or something like that. So.
No, well, you would need to do like where they do the infused water.
Yes.
Or like if you did lemonade and they did it with like stevia.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Sprite has a lot of calories
Sprite
in it.
Sprite does have a lot of calories.
Just stick to Diet Coke like me.
Diet Coke, Coke Zero, something. Well.
Oh, this is cool. So they do have some workout stuff going on, too. They have Fitness Fridays. I've got to find out more about this Fitness Fridays.
Yes.
Come on. Why is it doing that?
Because...
Let me open a window.
Yeah, just click
would
up.
You like, would you like me to read it to you?
Sure, go ahead, Kat.
So here is a calendar of events of classes that will take place at the Marketplace Stalls in Town Center offered on Fridays in January. The HIIT class on January 5th. The yoga at Lululemon on January 12th. yoga at Fabletics on January 19th, and Burn Boot Camp presented by Lululemon on January 26th.
Nice.
Cool.
So then they also have other things, like you can go in and get some makeup services done over at MAC. Also, Family Fun Fitness would be Splitsville Luxury Lanes Bowling. So you could eat a delicious salad and then you can go bowling. This would be for those who maybe have decided they want to have more indulgent things in life. And I highly would recommend this one. And it would be the wine tastings over at Wine Bar George, where you get to sample the six different wines with Master Sommelier George Melotes. It's a 90-minute event. We have talked about this since they started it. I want to do this. In some point, I will. They also have going on a Drawn to Life fitness event, which that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be on Saturday, January 20th at 2 p.m. at the Waterview Park. Here, let's see, Drawn to Life presented by Cirque du Soleil and Disney. It's a complimentary event. Artists who perform some of your favorite Cirque du Soleil acts will demonstrate stretches and yoga poses that are good for your body and your mind. Also, strength and conditioning coach David Rimmer will demonstrate a series of body weight exercises you can do at home and walk you through a 5-day workout plan to focus on different muscle groups each day, which that's awesome.
Yeah.
Especially considering it is complimentary. You don't have to pay for that.
It's presented by Advent Health, so they're definitely,
Yeah, they also have a behind the art corner by Artistic Talent Group. They have a relaxing station. So it's a tranquil outdoor space. So you have shade, seating, and a place to enjoy peace and quiet.
Nice.
So, yeah, lots of good things going on, especially if you are looking to try and like,
relax.
Get yourself all like set for the year.
Yes. It's a nice reset.
I think having a wellness month is great. And that Disney Springs is doing things to help guests kind of get themselves, you know, ready for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. Because as we know, by the end of December, everybody is like completely frayed and just like, oh, I'm so over it all.
Exactly.
I don't know anybody that's like, oh man, I'm so disappointed this year is ending. What if next year's a terrible year? Everybody's always like, I'm ready for the new year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready to start with that clean slate.
That's right. Clean slate protocol, Jarvis. So that, go ahead and do it.
And how.
Right, right. On that note.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, hit that like button, the subscribe button, and that notification bell. You guys are the reason we continue to do this show. So please continue to support us by sharing, giving us those 5-star reviews. We really appreciate those. We like seeing that we are a 5-star podcast. It means a lot to us. So thank you for those of you that have done that. And speaking of support, if you really enjoy what we do and want to do a little bit more, you can head over to Spotify and become a supporter there. Or you can go over to diningatdisney.com or you'll see them in the show notes below. But you can shop our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Garden Grocer, and Kingdom Stroller.
By the way,
yes,
you can actually click the link on any podcast app that you have to support our show and leave us voicemail. You don't have to just go to Spotify. It's in our show notes, So just click on the show notes. You can email us directly from the show notes. You can follow us on Instagram and click on all the links, as Kristen said. So, but I really would love to hear some voicemail from our global audience. So please feel free to send us feedback and record your voice on your smartphone and send it straight to us. That would be wonderful.
I would really love it to hear from any of our fans, but I do think it would be really cool to hear from some of our international fans that are out there.
Oh, for sure. Wonderful. Absolutely.
Yes. And let us know more of the things you would like for us to talk about.
Yes. Yes.
So we'd like to hear from everybody. Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you, Kristen. You can find me, Al John Go, Aljongo, on Instagram. You can also check out the podcast that I host with former Disney creative and world-renowned author Dave Bossert called Skull Rock Podcast, where we talk about Disney and pop culture and the Disney Renaissance, especially with great filmmakers. We're going to be talking to a myriad of different producers as well as directors and animators over the course of the year. Please check us out everywhere you find podcasts. You can also find Kat at CAT_ASTROPHE. Did I say that right?
No, you did.
Oh, great. I'm always looking. I'm looking for validation from Kat on Instagram. So check her out. You can also check out her podcast, Eat the Pictures, which provides you a bite-sized podcast about food, fun, and film everywhere podcasts are found. Kat?
Dining at Disney can be found on all your favorite social media sites and, of course, at diningatdisney.com. If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com and on their wonderful app available in the App Store. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Al John. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.